I am here in the studio with Sylvia Belford. She is a former BYU Idaho student, and she is a singer-songwriter. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in. And just tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I'm originally from Long Beach, California. And then when I was like 14, 15 years old, we moved to Idaho Falls. We've been there ever since. So now I'm from here.
And how did you get interested in music?
When I was in the seventh grade, my mom put me in lessons. There was this really nice lady in our ward who was a gifted singer. She decided the way that she was going to give back was to give free lessons to all the kids. So my mom's like, there you go. Go ahead. So that's how I got into it.
And who are some of the people that you've looked up to as performers and artists?
I think I've always listened to like the classics, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Yeah. And then recently I'm like, my life is about Demi Lovato and Kelly Clarkson, so they're awesome. My best friend also sings, so I look up to him a lot.
Okay. And how has your faith influenced your music and the music that you write? Because you're LDS.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'd say that's like the thing in my music. When I got home from my mission, that was very obvious to me that music was going to be my thing to spread that positivity and the messages that we have to share. So it's been very faith-based since then. And you can tell, like when you listen to the music, you can tell I'm singing about spiritual experiences I've had in my own life. Recently, though, the album that I've just put out, they are focused on spiritual experiences, but I made it a goal to try and connect it to people of all faiths, to whatever level that they're at. But even just in the creative process, it is very much about me making sure that as I'm writing or as I'm recording whatever I'm doing, that I have the spirit with me. Because if it's not, then it's like not worth working on it, you know, like just trying to make it a spiritual experience for myself and then those that listen.
Yeah. And how, speaking of the creative process, what is that process like from the idea to and then, you know, putting a song together?
It always has come from an experience. Even my more positive upbeat songs, they have come from hard things that I've gone through. So I get an idea to write a song, and then usually I'm writing the chorus first. I decide the chords, write the chorus, and then build my song from there. So that happens that way all the time. You decide on what kind of feeling you want somebody to have at the end of your song, and then you just build it from there.
No, and I think it's amazing how much of a connection you can have with music, and I think it's with any genre and with anybody, there's something about music and connecting to somebody that you're just like, I don't know who the person is or what their experience was like that wrote the song, but you know, it connects with me in a much deeper way.
Yes.
And what is your favorite part about being an artist and a songwriter? Is it the performing? Is it the songwriting? What's your favorite part about it?
I think for a long time it was the songwriting, to have an artistic outlet to things in my life, but recently it has been the songwriting and the performing, because there isn't really a way to get your message out there unless you're proactively sharing it. And in public, I'm not really good with words. I stumble a lot and I get really nervous, but thankfully Heavenly Father has given me that gift of singing and songwriting, so that is the way that I communicate those things, and that's when I feel completely vulnerable but also free to just say what I need to say, and then it's the most important thing that I have to say. So music now has just become performing and creating all in one thing. So
no, absolutely. And you have a new album that you just released, and it's called Sound of My Soul Volume 2. What is that album about?
It's a kind of part of my journey of self-discovery, I guess you could say. Sound of My Soul was one that we released a few years ago, actually, and it's on this album, but it's one that we released a few years ago, and that's kind of where it started, where I started to realize that my opinion of myself and Heavenly Father's opinion of me and my life, that's what mattered most. Mm-hmm. But the other songs, too, are about different stages of my life, but about the same thing. Ordinary Girl is about me as a young woman, and then young women that I have seen, because now I serve with the young women.
Yeah.
So that's about discovery at that age and realizing that you're beautiful the way that you are, and you shouldn't change yourself. And then the other one, Set Yourself Free, is a little bit more about a spiritual rediscovery of where you need to be in life and realizing that the past is the past and you can't change it. So discovering life as it is and how it's coming to you right now. And then Zion is about learning from the past to discover why we're here and what Heavenly Father has asked us to do to build the kingdom together and the things that we might have to sacrifice. So it's just a lot of different points in my life where self-discovery has been important and realizing whose opinion matters most.
No, absolutely. And I think all those messages, like we said before, can relate to any moments of your life and to anybody. So they're universal messages. And you are donating half of the proceeds of your album to the District 91 Music Department. Why did you decide to do this?
My parents are great examples of giving service in our community. And I've always helped them with stuff to support the food bank in Idaho Falls. And I love the food bank, but I wanted to do something that was close to my heart, and music was the thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I really started to invest time and energy into singing, because that's where I discovered that that was my thing. And so when I was thinking about what to give back to, it made sense to me to give it back to where I found it, like where I found my thing in life.
No, absolutely. And what message do you hope to share through your album and through your music? Or if there's like a theme that you are hoping that people get out of?
Yeah, I think it's something personal that could relate to everybody, is that you are your own person and that you don't need to try to be anybody else. You are who you are because that's who Heavenly Father intended you to be. And it's dependent upon your opinion of yourself and how you're working with Heavenly Father to become what He needs you to be. And that's between you and Him and nobody else.
Absolutely. And is there, what are your goals, and are you have any events coming up? Like, what's the future?
As far as music, I'll spend the rest of this year performing small concerts everywhere, and then trying to go to the high schools and doing mini firesides for them.
Okay.
Just because I feel like an outreach to the youth is really important right now, especially with President Nelson and Sister Nelson's message to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be my main focus, is yes, sharing my music, but making sure that the messages are going to who I feel like needs them at this time.
Absolutely. Perfect. And you will be performing a song for us right now?
Yes.
And what is the song and a little summary of the song?
I mentioned it a little bit earlier. It's one on my album that just came out. It's Ordinary Girl. And like I was saying, I had to go back into my memories of being a teenage girl and like being worried about those insecurities that we have, that whether you're a girl or a boy, you're feeling weird at that age, you know? You're coming into your own and you don't know what's happening and everything's awkward. And so it's about that and how you have to look inside yourself and realize that you're awesome.
Perfect.
So,
and we are good to go.
All right. Where do I fit in? Short, too tall, too fat, too thin. What does the world expect from an ordinary girl? Then a feeling inside tells me that there's more to this life. And there it is, a smile in my soul. Feeling inside. that there's more to this life. And there it is, a smile in my soul. And there it is, and I don't even know how to put it in words, but I can feel it healing the hurt. And there it is, and I never want it to go away. Never go away, no. Never go away, no. Smiling in my soul, I don't ever want it to go away.
Perfect. Well, Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we are looking forward to hearing more music from you.
Awesome.
Thank you.